Welcome back to Instant Anime.
Just Add Music.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Jimmy.
Thanks for joining us. Time listening to the podcast, welcome. This is the one where Jimmy and I listen to a song and make an anime for it. Mm-hmm. Today we listen to the song Hug by BOL4.
Hug.
You know, hug. And just right off the bat, this song, I like it. This song a lot.
It's very good.
And we listened to the song pretending that it was the theme song for an anime that we have to come up with. So we each separately wrote down our ideas for what the anime would be, and now we're going to share them with each other and combine them into a mega anime. That's what we do here. So we suggest that if you want to catch a vibe, for lack of a better term,
catch a vibe.
Go ahead and search up Hug by BOL4, or it'll be linked in the podcast description, and you can listen to it that way if you want to follow along at home.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be sharing our ideas, and then we come up with a title for the anime, which also happens to be the title of the episode here. So, surprise, you know before we do where this is headed. And
or do you?
We try and cast ourselves. Yeah, I don't know. I certainly don't. We try and cast ourselves in a little cameo, and if anybody else needs to be there.
I think we always cast ourselves successfully.
A bold claim.
We're drawn in the background somewhere if we can't think of a
that's true
speaking role.
We will always put our stamp on these make-believe
although the
things.
Speaking role gets us a little credit.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond just creator, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little extra bump.
Oh my god, we're doing the Stan Lee thing.
Oh yeah,
how has it taken me this long to realize?
Totally.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Milkman,
I mean, that's a pretty good... We do have an episode about that.
It was Stanley the whole time.
Stanley the whole time.
Not
wow.
Tom Hanks.
No, Thomas Hanks.
Thomas H.
Stanley.
Hanks.
Yes. H. Hanks? Is that what I heard? Cool. Well, I think...
Yeah.
Did I cover all the bases?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Then I'm going to share my idea first for Hug.
Let's hear it. Hug it out.
Aw. All right. New idea. No, I'll share this one first.
We don't
first.
Have 5 minutes.
No, we do not. But we have this. Okay. Welcome to the cooking school. Are you excited for the class?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Everyone, make your ideal meal. We can help. And at the end, those with the most compatible meals will dine together. Let's get cooking.
That's cute.
Thank you. Our protagonist runs these matchmaking slash cooking classes. They are a cook themselves, just to be entirely clear.
I understand.
And there are other people.
That's
I assume.
They can help.
Yes. I assume that they run this school with some friends, aka
oh, cool.
The other cast of characters.
Super.
And it is a classic rom-com trope of the, like, always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Not to indicate anybody's gender preferences, but that is the whole term.
Right.
But is cooking and helping others really enough for them, our protagonist? What happens when someone in the class is most compatible with our protagonist's teacher? Is that even allowed? Find out in Mix and Match.
Are they cooking too then? Is that why they're...
They're helping. So somebody comes in, they're like, I love this dish, but
gotcha.
I need help making it. And they're like, I'll help you make it.
But they secretly have this one dish.
Mm-hmm. They have their favorite. They don't tell anybody.
Yes. And they never make it because it's not.
No. Somebody comes in and oh my gosh.
It's the perfect pairing.
It is. And I wasn't sure if it's like you make the same thing or like these things just go together. And I'm leaning towards these things just go together. Because otherwise you're going to have like a table of mac and cheese.
Yeah. I was thinking the same. Where yes. It's like two very different things that combine into a full meal.
Yes.
Course.
Got the appetizer, you've got the entree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So that's
or like
kind of
two
thinking.
Course where you'd expect it to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not somebody making some mozzarella sticks and the other person's like,
I make
lobster
chicken fingers.
A la mou, you know, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You
totally.
Know, they're doing like a crazy dish or
mm-hmm.
something.
But do you hear the title?
Mix and Match?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also briefly thought of Mix and Matchmaker, but...
It's pretty... It's also good.
Yeah.
I like mix. It's got the double.
You mix. You make food. Yeah. You mix. You mix it up.
And then a match, because Matchmaker. It's good.
Thank you.
It's very good. Same vibes, I think, we were getting for this song.
Okay. I'm going to just breeze past the fact that I did not get the high five for Yours Should Be Its Own. But yeah, sure. Cool.
I don't hand the... I'm not...
You're Paul Hollywood. No, he's strict with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get it twisted.
Then I am him.
There you go.
Yes. It will forever be crazy to me that his name is Hollywood, but it's specifically like Holly and Wood, not that he's named after the place in California.
No, and it is his name. It's not a stage name.
Yeah, it's like he's Sir Hollywood.
His father is Mr. Before Hollywood.
Before everyone's all like,
oh, is he a sir?
No, I doubt he's knighted. What has he done? Eaten the most pastries?
Oh my god. Shots fired. Uncalled for. Let's move on before this gets ugly.
Many albums worthy of being knighted for? I don't know. Those are the main knights I know of.
Would you like to share your idea?
Or acting. I guess he could do it then.
Jimmy Hollywood?
Yes, I will share my idea here for Hug by Ball. B-O-L-4. Ball 4? Ball. It used to be Bop again.
Yeah.
What happened? Blushing youth, regardless. Here we go. What happens when you bomb an interview but meet your new best friend who also didn't get the job? You discover your joint passion for making movies and start your own indie studio, of course. Now you're always busy shooting your next big picture with your best friend. This comes with plenty of butting heads, but also the final products are beginning to look quite good. Does your friendship get in the way of your professional business? At times it can be hard, but your shared passion demands a beautiful end result that you both can be happy with. Do creative differences drive you apart or push your friendship to the limits? I don't know, ?
Okay.
So yeah, that's
yours
my idea.
Is fine on its own. How do you like that?
Yeah, they can both be fine by their own because they're better when they're combined
together
into a
mega. Mega anime. They hug.
They hug, and then the end result is a friendship.
Of mega anime. Thank you. Really trying to push that.
Three times an episode? Okay.
That isn't that the whole, like, telemarketing? That's not what that is. The late night TV show ads.
How many times can you say your product
times.
Name or whatever?
3 times. Get it in there.
Mega anime.
There you go. Check. Box.
Yeah, so I mean, we had also a similar like matchmaking springy sort of vibe. I like it.
Yeah.
But it fits the song.
It does. Again.
She has that whole like
encourage
woo!
You to listen to it.
You know, she
it's
has
fun.
Like a woo, like she's going down a slide like
yeah,
woo!
She's having fun.
Yeah. It's a fun song.
Agreed.
Very good. But yeah, I got like, you know, I went into the like, you know, does friendship cause things to go, but ultimately they're doing the thing they love, and like, does it, I didn't say specifically, but does the friendship become more like do they become more than friends, or do they you know,
platonic life partners
have professional differences that something like that, I
see,
something like that.
I took that a different direction,
or the other thing that you said,
the whole like
I left it vague because I don't know thing. I wanted it to slot somewhere in with yours, so
gotcha.
I think we can do that now by combining.
Oh, we're doing for a fourth?
Chef Match School with movie.
Gestures wildly at
movie
own
passion friends.
Journal.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I'm not 100% sure which part, because you've got movies and I've got cooking.
True.
Those are like the two passions.
I feel like there's an aspect of mine that slots into yours as the additional, like, the friends started the cooking school, which was their passion, after bombing some Michelin.
Okay, so they were both at one restaurant, didn't work out, so they started their own gig.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, here we go. The whole time, they've never cooked their favorite meal for each other. But they're doing this matchmaking thing where they do that all the time.
Okay.
And they're always drifting further and further apart because they're building this business and it is a lot of fun and they're passionate about it. And they're doubly getting to introduce people to new foods and then introduce people to new people. But the whole time, they never each run the course at the same time or make their meals for each other. But the whole time, their meals are the most compatible.
Okay.
How about that?
I'm not opposed. I think we could have a little fun even with a love triangle situation. Where one of them's like, oh my gosh, they made this thing. It's the closest to my favorite meal. And then it kind of comes out like, oh, actually, our meals are really similar. But then the one that obviously wasn't teaching the class and didn't meet the person is like, well, I don't want to ruin anything for them.
Let's do that.
And if you want, we could mix in a little bit of movie magic. They could cater for a film. They could have some film be shot there. They could do food styling for, like, TV and stuff.
Yes. I think the one thing to avoid...
catering.
Similar to what we've done before is, like, game show. You know, like, their thing is a show. I don't think we have to do that.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It would be more like the... one of the people that took the class was like, hey, I make movies. I want to film here.
Oh, yeah. Like how Roy Choi, Roy Choi made all the food for Chef. Or, you know, like taught Jon Favreau like how to do it. It's like, come on to my movie set and help fix.
Yeah, make it look legit.
Yeah, yeah.
I also just had a thought of how it could like come to a head, sort of.
Okay.
So the... student that ends up making a meal that gets instructor A interested.
Yes. Starts the triangle.
Like, I'm gonna film a movie. Like, I really want to include this. Can we have you and instructor B both be in it just to, like, make the scene whatever? You just have to, like, show how to chop something. It'll be nothing. Something like that.
Just close-ups.
But that's when instructor A learns the truth that instructor B knows and has been hiding. Because maybe the student slash filmmaker says, each of you make your favorite dish, like for this scene. And that's when instructor A is like, oh my gosh, instructor B understands me more than this film person that I've been having fun with. But like, so if we wanted, that could be like where the triangle kind of everybody knows at that point.
Gotcha.
Just a thought.
That could work.
If we want to fit in some of the movie aspect.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
And we could go the Pinstagram route where one of them's really into, like, filming it for social media.
Right, right. Eh, I don't think we have to do that.
I don't want
to
cut yours out too much.
I think there is something to the person taking the class being the, you know, the head of the triangle. Mm-hmm. And then the base is the two chef people. And so it incorporates the movie part, which is fine. I don't necessarily need it. I think... adding the triangle to it is good.
But it would be a cute reason for the student to be there. It's like, I'm doing this movie. I need to understand cooking. That's
no, I think
about.
It's there. Okay. It's definitely there. And it is the sort of impetus for them sharing each other's meals. Because otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think at that point, then, it's the student knowing each of their meals? Like, attending both of their classes at one point?
I don't think
it would either. Because I think we've established they never make their meals for the class. Just assist.
If student hits it off with instructor, they're going to have some private lessons.
Yeah. They go,
possibly very risque.
Hey, chef, take me to the store and let's buy.
I want to understand it from the bottom up. Like, teach me everything. I want this to reflect in my film.
Go to the store. You mean farmer's market.
Let's go.
It's better than the store.
Oh, 100%.
It's
way better for TV.
Oh, yeah.
Way better.
Way better for TV when you surprise a character with they didn't even know. And you get the cheesy lines like, I didn't even know this was so close.
Mm-hmm.
An outdoor market.
Wow.
In the spring, and then you get the cherry blossoms.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, 100%. All that kind of stuff. It's good.
Mm-hmm. You can have a montage of like tasting things.
That's the thing is, I think there is there's like a deeply romantic aspect of this, and it's not student teacher. It's they're taking the cooking.
Yeah, it's a one time like you pay $50 or whatever.
Yes, it's not like they're in college doing.
No, there's not actually a power dynamic.
No, it's they
it
paid this
research.
Famous, you know, somewhat famous person to teach all of
to
these
consult.
People at once. Yeah,
yeah,
Yeah, it's not a weird power dynamic.
No, we do not want that.
We need to make that clear.
Just nip that.
Because we keep calling them student. And I'm like, they're not a student, though. You get it.
They learned.
They know how to cook, but they wanted the learner assistance.
And the teachee. Yes. Wait.
Oh, no. It's the, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's just like a community class. It's yeah. not for credit, everybody.
No.
It's not a that kind of cooking
You
school.
Pay to do it.
Yeah.
They make the money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just like a teacher. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
No. So we have the student entering this already sort of...
The filmmaker.
This filmmaker student who knows how to cook but wants to incorporate it in their film, become better, and, you know, has
Make
an
it
eye
more
for
accurate.
It.
All that.
They enter this triangle unknowingly because it is these feelings that have subsided over the years where maybe they were... At one point, romantically
there were,
involved.
There were
or
crushes.
There were crushes, glances.
The fear of hurting the business when it was so young.
Yes, yeah. They said, professional differences aside, we have to run this business as a well-oiled machine, and your classes are here, and my class... Oh, that's a fun thing. Maybe they were teaching classes in tandem, but they kept, like, touching hands, and then, you know, it was like, oh... This is not good for us. We have to do different time slots. And then they did their own thing.
Okay, so you're picturing more space between them than I was. I thought they were friends.
No, they're friends. They are friends. But they decided that their business was like...
I can't risk falling in love with you because what would happen to our school?
Something like that, right? Okay. Where they were like not committed enough or something and they were trying to... Something like that.
All right.
To the business.
All right.
And then they realize all along, what a mistake. We make each other's favorite meals complimentary to each other. So,
mm-hmm.
boom.
Mic drop. Spoon drop?
I was going to say, like, we make each other's favorite meals, which is also cute.
That is cute.
But I think they would know that if they each made
if
each other
food before. If they made
each
other's favorite meals... Then they wouldn't be making their favorite meal, which exactly. was kind of the point.
No, I think they make their own favorite meals that are complimentary.
Yes.
As yours was the
original. Originally, yes. Yeah. Gotcha.
Which I said multiple times, and I'm like, I'm on board with that. That's totally fine.
You just had to thought experiment the other way for a second.
Exactly, I did. Yeah. And it's still cute. Mm-hmm. And maybe there is like an additional scene where they do that. And yeah. they go, oh, you love that, and I love
oh,
this.
That's like some after credits, after everything, where they're teaching each other how to make the other component of
yes,
the meal so
yes.
that together it's
oh,
amazing.
I never incorporate this much semolina with my homemade pasta.
Well, let me show you why you should.
And then they do a ghost.
Oh, my.
pasta making.
Watch your fingers, the machine.
No, before the machine.
Oh, okay.
Just on a big wooden cutting board.
Wow. You've put some thought into this. Wow.
I love pasta.
I understand.
What can I say?
It's delicious.
It's delicious, and it brings people together.
Yeah.
Friends, associates.
Lovers.
Lovers. Triangles.
Triangles of pasta.
Yes.
That's a shape of pasta.
Triangle.
We gotta do a swipe of some kind where like it's a triangle of pasta and then we cut to and they're in like a triangle
Ooh,
shape.
Like a fade of some kind.
Yes.
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 Good.
Okay. Glad we got the
There's
important stuff out of the way.
There's a triangle pasta?
Yeah. It's like a little filled ravioli-ish thing.
Like
but
the
it's...
top of a bow tie?
No, it's filled.
Oh!
There you go.
Yes. Ravioli.
I mean, it's probably not called a ravioli, but it's... It's a filled pasta.
Are raviolis only square?
I would assume.
What are circles?
Tortellini is the one I'm thinking of.
No, those are the ones that are like tied into each
other. Tortelloni is the bigger version.
Tortelloni?
Yeah.
That's real?
Yeah.
God, they just really are doing everything over there.
And
huh?
It's all amazing. Anyhow.
Oh, it's delicious.
Back
I really
to the
want
idea.
Some pasta now.
Sorry,
one
everybody.
Of them's favorite dish, it's a pasta.
It's got to be pasta.
Gotta
it's
be
decided.
A pasta. And it goes with, like, a soup or something, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
I mean, anything goes with pasta, if you do yeah. it right. Because pasta's involved.
Because pasta is pasta, yes. Oh, I'm so hungry now. As they are, probably.
Yeah.
But, yes, there's the filmmaker person, which is good. They steal this person away, get them involved in their food thing. the triangle becomes less and less prominent until it ramps back up into what you expect for the finale and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Cool.
Are we at title time?
I feel like we are.
The time to make the title of the anime and the episode?
I believe so.
Okay, what words are you thinking? Like, chef?
Mix and match, actually. No. Chef word? Yeah, we could do, like, a movie word or a cooking word, a love word.
Cooking word, triangle word.
Isosceles.
cooking and love, I think, might be a good go-to.
Okay.
Oh, all right, you want to do a cooking word first or a love word first?
I can start with the love.
I'll cook something up. 3, 2, 1. Stirring.
Serenade.
Oh. Wait, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Switcheroo. 3, 2, 1. Heart.
Sizzle.
Sizzling serenade.
Yeah.
That's fun.
You know me. Alliteration.
I know. It is pretty good. I couldn't think of a S love word. You got serenade.
As close as I could get.
Didn't even think about it. I just threw heart in there because I'm like, heart is good title.
Heart
word.
Is always gets you
stick
there.
Heart in the title.
Absolutely. And I would just like to say mix and match mix does and fit. Match. It does fit cooking and love still.
Mix and match.
It doesn't have to be the title. I just thought it was
it
fun.
Is good though.
Is it good enough?
I think it is.
Is it anime enough?
If you put the ampersand in there.
Yep, that's what I've got.
And it's like fancy and you stick a whisk in there.
Okay.
It goes...
No, I understand. I do.
There you go. Mix and match.
Or do you like mix and match maker?
No.
Okay.
No. And then I'd want a candlestick maker, bread baker.
I mean, I think we should have a bread baker, just saying.
Yes, we do. We have a noodle maker, bread baker.
I mean, you're going to find candles at the market, just saying.
Just saying. Natural beeswax.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that what candles are made of?
Yeah, they can be.
Beeswax?
Yeah, well, they can be.
There you go.
There you go. Those are the nice ones. Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah.
You would know.
I like candles. Okay.
Candle lover over here.
I just know some stuff, okay?
Mix and match is good. It really is, because it fits so well with the mix being that...
You're mixing up that food.
That necessary secondary... definition of a word there. It's got to be it.
Yay.
You nailed it.
Wow.
There's so much of your idea to here too. And again, we didn't lose a lot of mine.
Is there anything you want from yours that I inadvertently trimmed off the fat of?
That's
see
the thing.
How I tried.
I think there is a goodness to the film person.
Mm-hmm.
There is like, they are passionate about this.
And they don't know. They're not trying to come between.
No, exactly. They it is an know. Unknown, unbeknownst triangle to them.
Maybe that's what happens, is they get it on film and they see how the two finally are working
Fableman's
together.
Moment.
Oh my. No spoilers. They're finally working together, the two instructor chefs. Finally making their favorite meals.
And they're like happy. It's the happiest that the filmmaker has seen either of them.
Yes. Because they've been hanging out. They're all friends.
Exactly. There you go.
So I think it's
and see, there is
film.
A moment there where the filmmaker goes, but they're mine. And then like doesn't show them the film or does or, you know.
Unexpected.
It depends on how you want it to play out.
I don't want it to do that at all.
Well, yeah. You don't want them to.
No.
But who knows? Maybe they do.
I said the filmmaker was good.
They are. Until.
No.
No, it would be, they'd have to show. They'd be compelled to show them the truth between each other. Okay, we have our title, Mix and Match.
Woohoo.
Who do you want to be?
Why is this always a surprise?
In Mix and Match. It's because it's fun. It's your favorite part and you don't even know.
This is true? Certainly don't know.
I think
we
are in a class. Yeah.
And maybe we get matched.
My meal fits with your meal.
Oh my gosh, my meal fits with your meal.
I've perfected Michelin star mashed potatoes.
I'll cheers to that. Blink.
What did you make?
Just wine.
Delicious.
Delicious wine.
A perfect pairing.
I don't know what else you could ask
and then
for.
And we just go off. To
drinking our wine
drinking
and eating
our, wine,
our, mashed,
eating our
potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. Yeah. it's good.
It's funny.
We're in it.
Yep.
Paul Hollywood's in it.
Is he the director of the film? That would be kind of funny.
That'd be funny. He's not related to...
For like a second, is there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Someone shakes his hand.
Well, yeah. Thanks for being here today. Shake. Shake.
Not a Paul... No, it's not a Paul Hollywood shake. It's no. just formality.
Mm-hmm.
And nicety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a thank you for being part of this.
Which he does not normally do.
No.
It's not his deal.
Because he tried some of the food off screen. He went, wow.
Wow, this is good.
I'm going to shake their hands.
Are they coming back tomorrow? Okay, that will do it then for us, right? Because we're in it.
We're in it.
We have the whole idea down.
We do. It's short and sweet. We've
titled it Mix and Match.
Oh, I guess we didn't talk about desserts.
We Somebody secondary makes title. Desserts.
That's what I'll make. Mashed potatoes and some sort of dessert.
Second season is called Mix and Match Short and Sweet.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like a half season.
And it's only about baking?
Yeah.
Same idea, but only baking.
Yes.
All right, I'm in.
And it's them now, more lovey-dovey, and they're... matching.
Do they have a kid that is the
short and sweet, one?
Just saying.
There you go. In the anime, you add the kid.
If it's not an animal,
you just add the kid.
Add a kid.
Add a kid. Not add a cat.
Could be though.
Add a kid.
Animals in food preparation areas are not great.
No, it's not a cat cafe.
So sorry to Ratatouille. Attention. You had your moment. Don't think that would pass. The muster in other situations.
Dirty, filthy animals.
They don't have to be. They can be great pets. Well,
this one was. They have many shots in that film where they're in the sewers.
Yeah, but it's different. French sewers.
Oh, true.
Different time.
It's just olive oil down there.
Never mind. I mean, the guy, he takes a bite. He's transported to his childhood. That rat was doing something right.
Yeah.
Did you say he was eating rats?
What? No.
Oh, my God.
Just like the rats you mama used to make me.
Oh, I hate what you said. Let's move on.
And he's sucking up the little hair.
No, God. That's delicious. Not the pasta I agreed to.
Mm. Stay away from that pasta maker, Ratatouille.
All right.
Okay.
You've done enough damage.
We're in it. Paul Hollywood's in it. That is the episode, Instant Anime.
Just add music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah. No rats were hurt.
Add rat tails.
No. No rats. No rats were hurt in the recording of
filming.
This.
Filming. you were going to say.
Yeah, I was. Well, that's the phrase.
It is. It's film without the video aspect.
Or the studio audience. Thanks, everybody.
Just the interns just staring at us.
Well, it's because you... keep calling them rats.
And they are.
Terrible.
My little rats.
You want to tell us about
our
social media there, Jimmy?
Yes, let's do it. The one thing we have is Twitter at Instant Anime Pod, where we post GIFs teasing upcoming episodes. Other than that, we have the pinned tweet as the suggestion form, so you can submit a song, and just like How Hug by Ball 4 is... a song. You can submit your own song, your favorite, your least favorite, your, you know, whatever you want to be turned into an anime, and we'll try and do it to the best of our ability. So that is the Twitter. Other than that, we have our website.
And you can find it at instantannie.may. Check it out. It also has the suggestion form, which you just need the song title, the artist, and if your name, if you want to include it, no pressure on that one, but... that's available in both locations. We have some podcatchers there, and it also links to some playlists that has all the songs we've used that are available on Spotify,
mm-hmm.
and then one that has song and episode interspersed, which is a pretty cool playlist.
Indeed. Pretty long playlist.
That is a lengthy one. That, 'cause we're on 246.
Yeah.
Got quite a few episodes, and most of them have songs available, so
yep.
Buckle up.
Buckle that's a long up. One. But yeah, that'll do it, because again, we do recommend you listen to the song.
It's fun.
But if you don't, then it doesn't really matter.
This one's just a fun... we just like this song.
This one's just good, and we... I checked. I know there's a music video, but we didn't watch it.
That'll be fun.
Never do it before the episode.
No, we would
it
never
influence
taint.
Your idea.
Never taint our ideas.
No.
But if there's baking or like cooking or filmmaking, I'm gonna be hyped.
I know. It'd be cool. What if we've seen it before and it was subliminal?
We always run that risk.
But that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much. If you have the time, leave a review on your podcatcher that you're listening. Usually there's a star or written review sort of thing that you can do. And that helps us out, gets us on sort of similar podcast things. Like, oh, you were listening to this other anime podcast?
Then you might like.
Then you might like this one that Ooh. Isn't people talking about anime, but is making anime.
No one asked for it, but no. We're having fun.
We are. Still going strong, still going weak, still going...
Still going.
Still going. That's what we can say, and that's going to do it for this week. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.